This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Singer Amy Black knows culture shock. The daughter of a preacher, hers was a nomadic life through the South and Midwest until she was 16 years old. That's when her family moved from Bible Belt, Alabama to Blue State, Massachusetts. Her parents' radical rules didn't help soften the culture shock either. No radio, no dancing, no dating.
And maybe all that help explains why it wasn't until 5 years ago, at the age of 35, that Amy Black decided to get serious about music. But she's quickly become very popular in the New England root scene, and she's been noticed in Nashville.
Amy Black and her band are live in our studio now. Here they are performing Meet Me on the Dance Floor.
You're watching me, I'm watching you. What are we supposed to do? Let's take it slow so we can know if there's a chance for me. You got, come on, baby, show your stuff. One thing that I have to know, what can you do on the dance floor? Meet me on the dance floor, let me see those moves of yours. You can two-step, twist, I hear wedding bells ring on the dance floor. I'll be begging you for more, more, more. Can't get enough of all your stuff out on the dance floor. Your moves are hot, they hit the spot. Baby, you're a dream come true, so kiss me now. I scream and shout, 'cause I'm so crazy over you. Another round, at last I found someone I can cling to. All it takes for me to break is a man who moves on the dance floor. Meet me on the dance floor, let me see those moves of yours. You can too. Twist and even swing, baby. I think I hear wedding bells ring on the dance floor. I'll be begging you for more, more, more. Can't get enough of all your stuff out on the dance floor. Meet me on the dance floor. Let me see those moves of yours. You can two-step, twist.
That's Amy Black and her band live in the Radio Boston studio singing Meet Me on the Dance Floor. It's a track off Amy's new album, Amy Black Live at Johnny D's, which, by the way, I should say, we have available the entire thing to live stream at our website, radioboston.org. Amy Black, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
It's terrific to have you. I was stomping my feet under the table.
Oh, good.
Just so you know.
That's the idea.
Introduce the band to us really
quickly.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've got Jim Scopa with me on electric guitar, John Sands playing the drums, and John Stick-Lunas on the bass.
Well, welcome to all of you as well. So, Amy, tell me about why at the age of 35, I know you've told the story before, but it's a fascinating one, all of a sudden you said, yep, music is my thing.
You know, I really don't know the answer to that, except that I was just sitting at my kitchen table living out in Groton, Massachusetts, and one night I just thought, you know, I never did anything with this voice of mine, so let me hop on Craigslist and see if anybody wants to do something, and that's kind of where it all started.
So the Boston Globe described it as an epiphany, which I thought was kind kind of hilarious because the religious metaphors, given your background, come true. But was it like an epiphany?
I think it was. Okay. Yeah. As much as I probably have ever had one before, that would be one.
And I mean, but given your childhood and being the daughter of a preacher, I mean, it was so interesting for me to read that you weren't even allowed to really listen to pop songs or not even play an instrument.
So now that I got to be honest, my parents are listening right now. I was there. It wasn't quite that strict.
Okay.
The way it worked was it was Church of Christ and down in Missouri and Alabama. And my parents were definitely concerned about a lot of the music, like, you know, Madonna and some other folks, some of the things they're singing about. So I was limited. I could listen to the radio, but it was 30 minutes a night when I was a little kid. And that was it. And we cut it off. And the no dances was true. At the time, I wasn't able to go to dances. My friends would go to the Friday night dance and I'd be home, you know, kind of hanging out by myself, that kind of thing. But instruments, I played piano growing up and things like that. So I just got to say that. I just got to put it out there, okay?
I like the fact.
My parents were very strict, but they're, you know, it wasn't like out of control.
Well, Mom and Dad, since you are listening, we thank you for imbuing Amy with some natural talent, though. Why don't you play us another song?
Okay, I'd love to. Great. This one's called Whiskey and Wine, and I will say one thing is that we grew up with no alcohol. That was really big. And if I went to somebody's house and they had alcohol in the refrigerator, I thought they were sinners. So I've since changed my tune on that. And I was looking at my my liquor cabinet one Sunday morning when I wrote this song called Whiskey and Wine. Whiskey and wine, that's you and me, baby. It's taken some time to figure this thing out. I know I love you, and I think you love me too. But maybe that ain't what this is all about. Pleasure and pain, think they're twin sisters. You never get a one for long without the other coming around. I'll take the pain for the pleasure you give me. Rather feel something than nothing anyhow. Whiskey and wine, that you and me, baby. It's taking some time to figure this thing out. I know I love you, and I think you love me too. Baby, you need hope to live. Who wants the sun shining all the time? Just when the black of night gets unbearable, light takes over and puts everything. Whiskey and wine, that's you and me, baby. It's taking some time to figure this thing out. I know I love you, and I hope you love me too. But baby, all the
That's Amy Black and her band performing Whiskey and Wine live here in the Radio Boston studios. Amy, we've just got a minute to go and it breaks my heart, but the radio clock is a very strict taskmaster,
right.
So I got to follow it. But in the last couple seconds before I want you to play us out, I read it's interesting that even though you lived in the South for so long, that it wasn't until you moved to Boston that you were really sort of exposed or fell in love with roots music. Why is that?
It's true. Well, you know, I think the Oh Brother movie was to blame. And I watched that up here when I was in my 30s, you know, and started getting exposed to some of that. My dad started listening to Alison Krauss, so that kind of all came together at the same time. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of ironic, considering that I'm from Alabama and Missouri, that it took coming up to Massachusetts to love roots music.
Well, I hope that since we didn't get as much time as we wanted with you today, that you would agree to come back sometime.
Well, I'm recording in Muscle Shoals in Nashville in June for a new studio album next February. So maybe that would be fun.
You're booked. Okay. That's Amy Black. She will be performing Saturday night at the Bull Run in Shirley. There's also a live stream of her new album, Amy Black Live, at Johnny D's. Check it out at radioboston.org. Why don't you guys play us out on something?
Okay, thanks so much. This is a song I wrote just because I needed to have a little fun on my last album. It was a little too depressing. And so I'm sorry. Actually, no, that's not the song I'm doing. This song is depressing, so let me take that back. This is a new song that's on the live album, and it's told from a child's point of view. It's called Make Me an Angel.
Mama says that I'm an angel.
And that's our show for today and this week. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend, everyone, and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.
She says I was sent to save her, show her what it means to love. I don't much believe her, I ain't seen no proof. Angels can do lots of things that I can't seem to do. Sleeping mama in a bedroom, pray each night that I can't. All the demons and the devil away from mama while she sleeps. I ain't got the power to release her from this grasp. If I was an angel, I'd stop him in his tracks. Cause they can fly, they can fight, they can disappear without a word into a starless night. They can stop a man from doing wrong, calm his angry stone with their heavenly song. More to angels than their wings, they can fix all kinds. Cries almost every night. But if God made me an angel, I think I'd know by now.